Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue with Kaya Biz this Wednesday, speaking to Isaac Breitenbach, SA Poultry Association CEO. This as they are warning that South Africa is facing a grave risk from the potential spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu. The South African Poultry Association says it's particularly concerned around the lack of compensation for farmers and the challenges in obtaining approval for vaccinations, despite clear evidence that culling alone is not effective. A very good evening to you, Isaac, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Good evening.
Let's start with what the current risk assessment is. We said we've seen that it's happening in the US, in Europe and other countries. What about South Africa's own risk assessment?
Yes, I think we have to talk about Europe and the USA, where the disease is rampant. And as you rightly said, that they struggle to get the disease under control by biosecurity only and by culling the birds. So that is not really working. And we had three incidents of avian influenza in the past, 2017, 2021, and 2023. And in all three cases, the bird flu came with wild birds from Europe to South Africa. And that's the risk.
And is there a way of tracking, and I know the world is a different place now, and all kinds of things influenced by climate change are changing the way we know things to be. But is there a way of tracking these wild birds? As you say, they're flying from Europe, from the USA to South African shores. Is there some sort of system that is able to track where they fly to in the numbers, etc., and how they obviously end up affecting our own livestock?
No, we don't really track the flight of the wild birds from Europe to South Africa. But what we do in South Africa is we actually monitor the wild birds for avian influenza. And during the break in 2023, we actually picked up the virus in wild birds before the virus got into chicken. Mm. So that would be our early warning system that we use. Currently, we're still negative for wild birds, but remember, they only migrate in spring. Okay. To South Africa. So we're going into the winter with a high risk of avian influenza towards the end of the winter.
So you are on the ready for any such possibilities of those that would be spreading the disease. But you're saying you're also drawing lessons learned from France's success in vaccinating 20 million ducks. From a country context, why is this important?
It's really important. If we look at the means that we've got available to ourselves to mitigate the impact of highly pathogenic avian influenza, it is really only biosecurity protocols that we follow. And we do that for all diseases, not just for avian influenza. Secondly, in terms of avian influenza, it's a controlled disease. And therefore, should a bird get the disease, they normally die. But birds that were in contact or within a 3-kilometer radius of the infected birds also get culled. So that is the means that we normally use to manage the disease. But that's not effective. And we've seen in 2023 that the H7 virus spread through the whole of Gauteng, killing 90% of all birds that we had in Gauteng. So the only option for us left is vaccination, and we have learned that France vaccinated 20 million ducks. It was really a successful exercise. They've only had one outbreak of avian influenza in the ducks, but could contain that specific outbreak of influenza and keep it to one site only.
Mm. As with viruses and strains and evolution, we see just in terms of the human flu every year that it's not guaranteed that we'll get the same strain as, say, in the UK, etc. So in getting vaccination licenses or permission, how does that work, especially if you may not be 100% sure of the strain that you're getting, but also to, be proactive? What do you do in terms of your discussions with the Department of Agriculture?
Yes, that's a really difficult question. And the answer to that would be that the prevalent strains of influenza globally currently is the H5 strain in Europe, US and Argentina. And then we've had the H7 strain that we also had in South Africa. That also mutated in Mexico. So the two main strains that we're concerned about are these two. And therefore, we've applied for, we've got three vaccines registered against the H5 virus. And we have developed a local vaccine in South Africa that is now being tested by Act 36, that's a government organization, before they can give approval for that vaccine to be used.
Have you been able to tabulate the costs in the past season that farmers suffered? I know you're saying part of the problem is compensation for culling these birds that are afflicted. What are the figures of the loss so far? And you know, how are you holding those discussions with government about additional support?
Yes, it's the disease in 2023 showed us what can happen. The total amount of birds we culled amounted to 9.5 billion rand that the industry suffered. And that doesn't stop there. This additional cost of 9.5 billion was eventually recovered from the consumer in higher prices of chicken meat. And we don't want that. We want to produce cheap chicken for the masses. But it goes further than that. When we have an outbreak like that, where 90% of every single chicken in Gauteng dies, there's a lot of virus around. We do not want virus to get into people because of the high concentration of virus. So we must eliminate that. We must prevent that. And vaccination can do that for us. We must also look at the environmental impact of getting rid of so many birds. We culled 9.6 million birds or died or were culled in 2023. That is material on the environment. Coming back to the cost of the disease, 9.5 billion, we've had many of our producers going out of business, not starting up again, simply don't have the money to start up again. We don't get compensated. And then we've seen the material impact of that on big companies, where a company like Astral reported the biggest loss in the history of the company. And we simply can't, 3 years later, survive another outbreak like that. And that is why we are so concerned about the disease. Should we start to vaccinate the birds today, it will take us 1 year to vaccinate all the birds. And after 1 year only will we have enough resistance within our flocks that should the disease come in, we will be protected.
I'm just curious, are these vaccinations harmful for human consumption? Obviously, it's a no-brainer. You don't have any other option to do that. But I am just wondering what the effects are on, we're talking food security here, for those people who do, if you vaccinate these birds, what happens when it's on someone's plate?
No, it's not dangerous to people whatsoever, simply because the birds that we consume don't get vaccinated. So the long-living birds, the breeding stock in the industry, those birds get vaccinated. Okay. And they will give maternal protection to the broilers. And the broilers are the birds that we slaughter, so we don't vaccinate them at all. So no people will eat chicken that has been vaccinated. I think that's the one side of the answer. The other side of the answer would be that in testing vaccines and approving vaccines, government looks specifically at what the impact could be on people. But in this case, no impact.
Any suggestions for small to medium enterprises? Because they're the ones that are greatly affected, and you've mentioned it, I've seen it, I know of people who've had to shut down because of that. Support programs that government could institute, and also incentives.
That is an important consideration, and as we sit here, we have not vaccinated one bird in South Africa, and the reason is that the level of biosecurity required by the Department of Agriculture for us to get approval for vaccination is so high that not even our export farms can comply. Now, that gives that will cause grave concern amongst our small and medium enterprises, smaller companies with less biosecurity that will never be able to make the grade and vaccinate their birds. So even if the big companies manage, which they haven't done to date, to vaccinate birds and get approval for vaccination, the smaller companies won't, and they will still be exposed to the disease. That is why we talk to the Department of Agriculture to lower the requirement in terms of biosecurity for vaccination and to a practical implementable plan that we can use. But we don't want to abdicate and not have any biosecurity rules at all. We need biosecurity rules to control the disease as well. And we in full support of the Department of Agriculture in terms of that.
All right. Any dates in the offing for further discussions around this, not only with the Department of Agriculture, but between various associations on how to tackle this problem before the winter comes?
We actually in continuous contact with the Department of Agriculture. We meet every second week where we try to discuss and amend the current protocols that we have to make it possible for most of the poultry farms, not all of the poultry farms will ever get approval, but that most of the poultry farms actually be in a position to get approval for vaccination. So we talk to them every second week.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us, and all the best. South African Poultry Association CEO Isaac Breitenbach.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.